Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. You are listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, where we help highlight women in business and the community. We've got a unique show for you today in honor of my favorite month. It's October and the Universal Light Expo. It's called the Light of Ascension this year. It is October 13th and 14th in Columbus, Ohio at Veterans Memorial off of West Broad. And I am so excited to have a booth again this year. Last year I was a speaker as well as a vendor. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, meeting some wonderful, great people and sharing more about my book, The 5 Steps to Abundance, An Introduction to Love and Business, and also introducing video testimonials through TalkFusion. I'll be doing readings and, you know, just basically saying hi to my family of choice that I get to see once a year, if not talk to throughout the year. So, again, very excited to be a part of this event. We are also very excited to, you know, kind of broach a subject that is escalating as 2012 starts to hit its apex of fruition, where you have the Mayan calendar energies, you've got a lot going on with politics, a lot going on with the economy and things of this nature. So, you know, it's a good topic to just kind of create some peace and reaffirm love and support that is absolutely 100% around each and every one of you. I think we forget and start to isolate, especially if you're paying attention to the news and the media and the commercials and just all the talks and things that are going on around the world. And one can start to feel very disconnected and fearful. And part of Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show and my mission in business consulting is to help dispel fear in the individual and the business owner so that you no longer have to have any question whatsoever about, you know, where your next paycheck is going to come from, things of that nature. So it's definitely an opportunity to move forward and really create more purpose in your reality and feel better about that purpose and not let things that are what I call limiting beliefs get in the way of your success or your dreams or your visions. And so, you know, that's kind of what, that is definitely what today's show is about. I'll be in part talking about, you know, how one can raise your vibration using spiritual and meditative techniques. I'm going to mention quite a few diverse, different spiritual and metaphysical practices, but I need you, the audience, to call in so we can have a discussion about what you know about metaphysics and what you're curious about. We're also doing individual readings for our callers, so you can call in and just make a comment. Give yourself a plug if you are a spiritual or metaphysical healer or writer, as well as just be a guest and ask questions and see what source guides you through. So we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com. Free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in the community. And our topic of the community today is my spiritual community, one which I have been gratefully a part of for a very long time As a kid, the minute I could read, I was reading Nancy Drew and mysteries and ghost stories. Read pretty much every scary book there was in the Worthington Library up until the time I was 12. I made it my persistent mission to read every single book they had, and I think I did a pretty good job of it, driving my mom crazy to get me the next in a series if it wasn't available, as well as doing the scientific research behind why there was this calling to me from the other side. And, you know, interestingly enough, although I had a understanding, an innate belief and that there was more, I was very scientific in my presentation or research of it. I always went to the Linworth bookstore here off of 161. That was my favorite spot to find books as well. And I was fascinated with the science section of the college textbooks. There were hundreds of college textbooks that people had, given to the library and so forth. And it was very cool to me to be able to grab a textbook on genetics and science and archaeology and biology and cellular work and microbiology, and anything with an ology, I read it. And I'm talking before I was 12. That was my kind of passion, and you know, up until 10, 11, I got into ballet and dancing, and that kind of distracted me, but I still read 100% of the time. So, you know, with that, I just kind of wanted you to know that if you have a similar experience where you've constantly been questing for more, that you're not alone, that if you're just new to understanding or awakening, as we call it, to the new energies, then, you know, definitely recognize that you're exactly in the right timing for what you are experiencing. Now is the right time to open up your heart and allow it to be the overseer of the mind as well as guide you. A lot of us are conditioned to speak with our mind, and so what I want to share is that when you get into that heart center and you learn to see and hear and act and walk through your reality from your heart space, more doors open up and things just become magical. So I want to, you know, give you an opportunity to experience a little bit of the work I do personally. I do more of a focus on sound healing and helping individuals connect to their upper chakra centers. These are energy centers in the physical and spiritual and emotional realm around our physical body. And just some basic principles that I teach in this class, and we'll get into, hopefully some people will call in and we'll get some other perspectives as well. So, it's very exciting. Right now I want to take a second to just set the intention of today and help you with a simple exercise that I've learned to teach individuals how to open up that heart chakra. Again, if you Google the word chakra, C-H-A-R-K-A, you'll learn that there's a few basic chakras, the eight chakras. And what I work in is the eighth dimension and above with my sound healing technique. And it's called sound of ascension. That's the terminology that came to me through my awareness, finally, of my channeling and clairaudience work, which just simply means I hear information. I kind of see it at the same time. I see things in pictures. So I'm very visual in my expression. So I want to just take a second to teach you the ah sound. It's very simple. We do it all the time. And that sound will help open up the heart chakra. And as we go to open up that heart chakra, you can achieve so much more of your own potential. You actualize more presently in the moment who you are. And I know we have a caller on the line. Caller?
Yes.
Can you hear it? I am glad you called. I want to see if you're willing to help us with the ah sound of opening up the heart chakra for the folks out there and just setting that intention. Do you have an intention you'd like to set for the exercise?
With the heart?
Yes. We're going to open up the heart and just kind of set the tone for the day.
Yeah. How about the intention with the heart being, I like to add, following your heart according to what we want to do, what we need to do, not what we think others want us to do, which I guess would be leaving the head and going into the heart. So, yeah, let's awe.
Yeah. And I forgot, introduce yourself real quick.
Hi, I'm Dawn Thompson of Dawn of the New Era. I'm a Reiki healer and shaman practitioner, and I practice ancient forms of moving energy and also just supporting people in their process of following their heart. I don't teach what to do. I empower people to figure out what they need to do for themselves and then bring in community to support that.
And I think that's excellent. That's a description of a facilitator, where you're not being that codependent provider of the experience, but the conscientious observer and guider. And I think that's very different in from Western mainstream work and what I was taught in psychology. So and you're an excellent sound healer as well. So I'm excited to have your tone and. We're just simply going to make the sound of the ah. It doesn't matter at what frequency or sound that comes out. It's absolutely perfect if you want to do it with us, folks, as you're listening and downloading this radio show again. You can't do it wrong. I think that's the biggest thing about getting out of your head is the self-judgment. So we're just simply going to make the sound of ah and set the intention of opening up our guidance systems for the day. So... 1, 2, and 3. Nice.
I can feel that in my heart.
I did too. I'm so excited for today right now. I saw my my hawk on the little the wire on Indianola again, and it was so crazy because I was driving by and I'm like, oh my God, I need to look for him, and he was sitting there. Like I said, what is this energy? What are these messages? Because the hawk is the messenger. So we're gonna get some really juicy quality guidance today. I'm very, very excited to what's going to come out of my mouth and to hear what's going to come from Dawn and anyone else. Please give us a call, put in your input, and let's have a very unique show. I really feel that the time is now to embrace some of the shifting that's happening. And, you know, yeah, it's an Entrepreneurial Essence radio show, and the spiritual side of my business consulting is so important to help with dispelling that fear. So let's take one more deep breath in and do the ah sound again and then get on with the fun. So 1, 2, 3. Ah. Ah. I'm in the mode. What about you?
Yes, I'm grounding it in. I'm grounding it up to the sky and into the earth. That was amazing.
Yeah. I'm putting your website on our chat room so folks that pop in can see that. DawnOfTheNewEra.com. I'll post it on our Facebook fan page. You know, folks, you can call into the show. Let me give you that call-in number so you can participate. It's 646-595-3440. You'll be in my call-in queue, and I'll get you on, and we can go over the hour time frame. Not a problem to answer your questions. We've also got at blogtalkradio.com a chat room where you can communicate, ask questions, and experience that, as well as our Facebook fan page, which is under Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business. And I just want to, you know, thank everyone in the few months that we've been doing this show. We've had, to me, some amazing guests, some amazing revelations. and some amazing fan interaction. I was in Charleston a week ago, and not last Wednesday, but the Wednesday before, and I had 780 downloads from fans, and that's really exciting.
Awesome.
So that's the most the entire radio station has had since it started 2 years ago, which I thought was pretty amazing in itself.
Beautiful.
You know, and it's no comparison. I think it's just, you know, generating and creating that energy and intention of growth and connection. And I think people really enjoyed I was in Charleston, South Carolina, because I know I did. Today we're live at Pete's house, and I'm going to get off speaker. We're live at Peace House, which is in Clintonville. It's a non-denominational space. We've got a little community room where I'm doing my show. We've got a massage table room that's available for rent, and an office that's great for consulting. We're a nonprofit, so we have very realistic, affordable rooms. So anybody that needs a space or a second location, don't hesitate to contact at peacehousecolumbus.org. Call me, connect with me on the radio show page, stuff like that. So that's enough commercials, I think. Dawn, I know you have some information for the audience or some insights, and I am real excited to learn what those are. So what would you like to share, or what have you been noticing?
Wow. It's I'm still integrating it all. So, but I know that we're into October now, which is the 10th month of the 2012 cycle of us rebirthing. It's interesting because, you know, at the beginning of the year, after I was really into research and finding out more about what, you know, the ancients were saying, and I was getting a lot of information about it. I was getting information that this year would be, you know, the word apocalypse means just revelation of the truth. And I, like other people, thought, oh my gosh, everything's going to, around me is going to change. And what I found about the middle of the year was, oh, the revelation of truth is our truth. The apocalypse is internal. Of course, there's stuff going on in the outside world, but boy, I did not expect it to be, part of me wanted it to be the outside, because the internal work is so deep and it takes so much courage. But what it really takes for me and for the community and the support and the light workers around me, what I'm noticing is community and support. Like, we don't have to do any of this alone, yet we still have to be the ones to listen to our hearts and body. And that's one of the major things that has come up, is that our minds, we've been working with this, you know, this social conditioning, this patriarchal, which is not good or bad. It's fine. It's the way it was supposed to be, of polarities and right and wrong. I know I spoke about this before, but now it's integrated into something even deeper, which is our bodies are a bigger part of us than even our brain, and they have a central intelligence, and they're speaking to us. And so if we can, and that's the work that I do, is somatic work, like really going into our bodies and asking, what is our truth? What is our body telling us? Because our brains can reason and reason and reason, but it's a beautiful resource that we are learning to tap into, which is the intelligence of the body. It knows our next step. It knows our path. And so what that's manifested into recently is making decisions based upon that. And there's also the, you know, I had powerful realizations through ceremony and through community of the latest full moon, that full moon in Aries. Aries is a warrior energy. So my guides were saying, warrior time. And I'm like, I'm a healer, not a warrior. Though we embody, all of us embody.
I didn't know it was an Aries, and I'm an Aries. And I can tell you, everything
make
I
more
visualize.
Sense now?
I was so in clear, beautiful alignment. I, you know, it was insane. I mean, it was just like power.
lots of power, and we are stepping into the divine power. We're actually, you know, lining up with the mother's, my great friend Kelly Martin, who is a powerful intuitive. She started an analogy, and my guides came in and helped me see the rest of the analogy of how we're lining up to the galactic womb, that center of the Milky Way. That is mother, the great mother's womb. And right now, you know, being the 10th month of the year, we are in the part of when a woman is about to give birth, those last couple weeks where we're just feeling all the pressure and the confusion, and our brains aren't really working well, but because our bodies are calling the attention, listen to me, tap into me. And we are getting ready to move into the actual labor, which I haven't been shown exactly what that looks like, but what I do know is it will be extreme, a lot of action and a lot of using all the resources that we've been collecting in our toolbox this year. And we do not have to do any of this alone. In fact, we're not supposed to. This is no longer, I figure it out, I heal, I'm going to do this. It's, yes, you will do that, but you will have your sisters and brothers beside you, because we're not meant to give labor alone. We're meant to have our midwives, our doctors, our whatever, you know, we're meant to have our friends there. And we're being asked to really say, am I making this choice? Am I doing this because I've been socially conditioned to be taught this is what's best? Am I getting this job because I think that I need the money, so I need this job? But what's my body saying? Is my body getting really tight? Am I shaking with anxiety? If it is, even though in your mind you've analyzed this decision, that this is the best decision, if you take that leap of faith, and I have done this many times, and I have watched strong people make this decision many times, to make a decision based on faith, straight from that awe place, that heart, or even going down into your hara and asking that place a couple inches below your belly button, what's stirring in there? What did I come here for? Who am I? What did I come here for? And if I do this, sure, my best friend might judge it. My boss might judge it. But it's not our job to carry their stories and their weight. We can honor it and respect it, but ultimately we have to go back to, what am I here for? What do I stand for? That's really important, to go into our heart and go, what do I stand for? And we will be, it will be revealed. When we take that step of faith, we have all the support in the universe with that.
Well, and I think again, as I was driving to Peace House and gearing up for the show and saw the hawk, and it was like, my friend Thomas Moon Eagle is coming October 12th to do Gateway to Transformation. And I know it's going to be a really powerful class. And I want the audience, I want people of Columbus to experience their next transformative experience, and I want to be able to reach them. And I'm not sure exactly how to get everybody, but I know the right people are going to gravitate toward it, because that's the intention. But I had the thought that maybe I should do an angelic meditation somehow, like at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, and registration's at 6:30, because I just heard that when I was driving past the hawk, you know, angelic meditation. And so I don't know what day it's supposed to be. That seemed like a good day to do it. Or maybe it's something that I start doing at Peace House consistently, because the closer I know for me that I get to my divine purpose, the more triggered and scared my ego is.
And
more it wants to sabotage me and use all my addictions and faults and self-sabotaging behaviors against me. And if I don't make a conscious, active decision to prevent that or work through it with a support group, like you're saying, then I'm not fulfilling my purpose, and that's not who I am today. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. So maybe I don't know if it's Mondays, I don't know if it's Fridays, I just know that it's got to happen. So that'll be happening sometime soon.
I would love to support that. That resonates with me. And anytime I can do a group meditation, those really I know, so it's really feed me, and the more we get together, because we are all one, the more we can collectively integrate those parts of us, our addiction parts and our shame and guilt cycle, which I've been battling with myself. It's like, for some reason, I've been taught that the goal is perfection. And so that is a subconscious belief system ingrained deep in me that perpetuates the addiction or the shame or the guilt cycle. And what I've been taught, what I've been practicing, because it takes practicing before it really resonates into our subconscious belief system, is just honoring those parts of me and knowing that, you know, I know we've talked about this before too, we have the yin and the yang, the light and the dark, and those parts are just as important and valid as the other parts. In fact, they serve great, great purposes of bringing us together, of connecting through those things. And so they're just as important as the, you know, we have these abilities, like I have this teaching ability or this healing ability, and I want to just be that, and I just want to represent the light. Well, that is, that's just the yin. We need the yang too. And they're both, so if we honor them, even if we're just pretending at first, eventually it would become authentic. No, I honor this part of myself. And then magically the guilt and shame seems to dissipate.
Yes. And that is where, you know, Peace House, the intention I set when I facilitate a group is a place of non-judgment. So then I, by purpose, don't judge myself in that experience. It's when you isolate and you're not in that peace place, for me anyway, that the old stuff comes up and kind of, you know, knocks things out and can get in the way. So, I mean, you know, maybe Mondays are a good day. I don't know. We'll figure that out. We were doing a meditation here at Peace House. John Harrison, an aura meditation. And, you know, it was real easy for me to get here because it's by my house and it's my space that I manage, and my office, and I know I'll be spending more time here now that it's winter with some other projects, International Women's Day, and Likes Local mobile websites. So, you know, maybe we just talk about that, Dawn, and just set the
intention.
I'd love to
support that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be a part of
that. Mondays are good?
Actually, that's the day I heard when you started talking about it. I heard Monday.
Well, it's because I always used to do meditation Mondays. Like, it's so cute.
The M and the M. It's like M&Ms.
Yeah. Well, can have chocolate. So
yeah.
Let's do that. I'll put that out on Facebook and Peace House, and we'll just start attracting people. We can start this coming Monday, or, you know, that's good. We've got Universal Light Expo coming up, and the more I can balance that energy prior to the event would be perfect. You know, I just read their stuff. 335 vendors, so booths,
wow,
to experience.
I'm so excited for this.
I know, 130 speakers. They've got it so perfectly organized. It's amazing. There's literally 12 simultaneous tracks. The Avest Memorial is max capacity out. So, you know, if you've never been, please consider going. Go early on Saturday because you're going to want to come back on Sunday and just, you know, absorb the light and the energy. I'm at booth 114. I'll be doing readings and video testimonials and sharing my book and fun stuff like that. So, you know, it's a beautiful place to be to get your feet wet or to recharge, really.
It's so informative. I met some of my greatest allies there, and I've gotten so much information. And also, I experienced, you know, people that I didn't resonate with. And again, that's the yin and the yang. But it's a power. There's something for everyone there. In fact, I didn't get a booth this year because I want to go to all the classes. I'm like, this year,
I'm looking at the schedule and they're amazing.
They're amazing
classes.
So many
cool. Yeah, there's so many unique. Tammy Rager did a really great job of connecting to one of them, just a really eclectic speakers. Then, like, the topics, some of the same speakers, but the topics are so eclectic. It was really cool to absorb that energy. One of them just hopped out. Hippies are reincarnated Mayan astrologers.
I'm there. I'm at that one. And the box flower remedies and the crystals. And I have a bunch of flyer or newspapers for it at my salon, at To the Salon in Clintonville. So if anyone needs a flyer, I have a schedule and all that. And I'm sure it's online, too.
Yes, and it's at universeexpo.com. I've put the links out there. So look at the schedule. I've got the actual magazine at Peace House in my car. I'm going to take some to Garcia's and put them out. And, you know, you definitely want to plan to be there. What, you know, let's take a second for you to kind of talk. I know you talked a little bit about yourself, and how can people reach you to get that reading and that intuitive support that you provide?
Well, you can reach me. All my information is on my website at www.dawnofthenewera.com. I have a healing room in the salon that I work at. I also do house cleansings, house blessings, and I do soul retrievals. And I can also come to people's homes if that resonates. I know some people have a hard time coming out, so I've done that for deeper soul retrievals where we don't time it. And the work that I do is very eclectic. We invoke in, you know, your higher self, your guides, your angels, and we bring in the intention. We can set an intention, but ultimately your higher self will come in and will say what, you know, what we need to move through. And for the most part, it's a very, very gentle process. I've noticed that, you know, people's higher selves will only work out what they're ready to work out, and we don't push anything. And each one is extremely organic and specific to the person. So if you want to know more, you can get a hold of me through my website. The phone number and the address are there for my healing practice in Clintonville. It's close to Beach Bowl. And I've had one more thing come up that is very, very strong, and I'm hearing my guides say it now. They're like, you need to talk about this. You need to talk about this.
Okay.
And that's that has to do with our Euros and Life Force energy. So right now we have Euros energy as our Life Force energy. And I know the ancient Egyptians talk about how we have the Ka energy. And that's the energy that we just have while we're alive in the flesh. And we transmit it, some through sexual energy. I mean, that's the main way that we know, or the healing energy. And so sexuality has been coming up, and my guides are starting to teach me more and more about it. And I was actually just talking to my good friend, Candy Michelle, who's an angel, intuitive, and healer, and she'll be at the expo as well. I highly, highly recommend her class. That changed my life and my relationship with her. And we were both saying how we're getting information about the new dynamic of sexuality, and how even just probably me mentioning it causes you know, a reaction in a lot of people, because we've been extremely socially conditioned with it. But that that energy is shifting along with the energy of how we look at that must be shifted, and it's very important that we just open up to that. We were talking earlier about the shame and the guilt with it. And in ancient times, you know, high priestesses, they would take in men and possibly women, groups or individuals, and it was a way of enlightenment. And it's really important that we seek, and we're at the very baby stages of looking at this, you know, the tantric sex that, you know, that we've heard that even Mary Magdalene and Jesus might have had, how they use that to connect to the divine. So, but in a practical sense, the message that I have been getting just today, which is interesting, before, you know, I knew that I'd be speaking about it, was we need to really look at how we're using this energy, and really bring in a spiritual intent to it, and really look at honoring our bodies where we're using it, making sure that we're dividing it up equally. This Euro's life force energy isn't meant just for sex. It's also meant for seeking our truth, our career, this energy to be putting towards partnership, parenting, friendships. And so I'm really taking that Ka energy and looking at it and just starting to be curious about what sexuality means to us. Because we've really been taught what that means, and it's really going to shift if it's not shifting already.
Yeah, and I think that is part of some of the ways that we are socialized and conditioned to beat ourselves up. Our body image is very linked to how we perceive the attraction we have from and to another, and that's part of self-judgment and a way to beat ourselves up. And I think, especially with women, like, you know, for those of you that don't know me, I'm very intent right now and focused on doing events and inspiring women and highlighting women in the community from a business and a spiritual perspective. And, you know, if we can have these healing feminine experiences, but then I think even more so, once you get that healing going with your peer group, be able to learn to have that acceptance with the opposite sex. I think that's where it's scary, can be scary. And it doesn't necessarily have to be sexual. It could just simply be learning to have trust. And, you know, we talked about that when you were on my show last time where a trust experience came up and it was really like, whoa, what's that about? And so, you know, I think Eros energy is an interesting concept. I hadn't heard that before from that, you know, that term. And it's, to me, it's life force. It's the driving energy that is why we are on Earth. I mean, we came here at this time for a purpose. And I'm watching a lot of TV shows where they're very, like you said, Armageddon in nature, where, you know, people have, I'm watching Fast Forward, where they have a 2 minute and 17 second fast forward to April 29th, 6 months in the future, and, you know, people pass out, so 20 million people die, and it's, you don't know why yet, because I'm not to the end, but it's some sort of metaphysical physics type experiment, and then the people that are left, some of them didn't have the flash forward, and how you get to watch the dynamics of how it motivates people to know what's in the future and how it freaks people out to not know what's in the future. And it becomes more prevalent, but that's just how we are today. We don't necessarily know. We get gut feelings. But when you have that clear, definitive, the whole population but 10% or 20% know that they're not going to be around in 6 months and how that affects their day-to-day. For me, I hope that I would just party and celebrate more and then obviously do something to change it because that's just my nature. But then some people just give up. And I think that's just a very clear depiction of where we're at today in society. The ones that have this fear of the unknown or believe that the end is near, and then the ones that don't believe that but don't know, but are hopeful, and then the ones that just don't know where to go. I think that's just where we're at right now.
And the ones that don't care. They're just as important.
And the ones
that
don't care.
They're like not, they're holding just as much space as the rest of us. They're like, well, we don't know. We don't know. We know, I mean, it's very obvious this is a rebirth. This is a rebirth, and death is always, it's not, it's just a rebirth into something new. And people are always going to be dying, and there's always going to be catastrophes, and there's always going to be things happening because that's the cycle of life. But, yes, I want to celebrate, and I want us all just to celebrate and make our choices. And when we're in pain, when we're in our grief cycle, because life is a spiral. It's not linear. It's not going from the worst to the best. It's going to ebb and flow. I mean, there's been times this year where I just did want to give up. And I know all the light workers around me, I've heard it out of every single one of my close people's mouths, like, I'm done, I can't do this, or this is too hard. And we just got to even honor that place where we had the utmost despair. And we're like,
can I do this? And, you know, my mother is a very wise woman. She said some of the most wise things. Even though she's a chemist, she's not into spirituality at all. She doesn't know how spiritual she is. And she said, even if you want to feel this way for the rest of your life, one time I was so depressed, I was done. And she said, even if you wanted to feel this way for the rest of your life, you can't, because things are constantly changing. So just hold on to that. And she said, you're so brave, and bravery isn't not being afraid. You're going to be afraid, but bravery is being afraid and taking the actions anyway. And action is where it's at. We do need to process things in our head, and we do need to listen to our heart. But there is a great importance of acting, and we don't have to act alone. We can ask for support, and it's so brave and important to say, I feel this way, and I need support. But when you ask that, you have to really know yourself. What do I need in this? What support do I need? And I noticed me and my peer group practicing that, you know, as I'm practicing reaching out for support. They say, what do you need? They're not going to come in and swoop me up. No one's here to superhero save us. So we have to really say, wait, what do I need? And then be brave enough to know that we deserve that support, and then we'll give it back. Eventually, it's all this even energy exchange. Really beautiful what's happening right now. I'm in awe of it, and I'm in awe that I no longer, and a lot of people around me no longer feel alone in this, because that's how we're going to get through that labor I was talking about. Like that, sure, we can sit alone in this pregnancy, this holding the space that we're in now, but we're about to birth something big, all of us as a collective, and we're going to need each other. And we have each other, and we have to get rid of the shame, and that connects to the shame and guilt of, am I enough? Do I deserve the support? Blah, 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 blah. When we can really just honor that, then we'll have each other through it. And part of that is knowing that, and what I've been working through this year, noticing other people working through is, you know, I do the ego part you're talking about. I do this, and it's this important, and I have to make it this, you know, this gift or this ability that I have is this important. And really looking at honoring it, how there's not better, worse healers. There's not this healer's good, this healer's not as good. It really, we're all super equal. We all have something very important to bring in to the collective whole piece. And when we no longer come from the ego place, of course we're always going to have ego, but when we don't come from that place, when we come from that awe, that heart place, we can see and honor that in others, and then we can really respect our own gifts as well, what we have to bring to the table.
Yeah, and I, you know, I am feeling this pull to gather again, and I go in hibernation mode and do my thing, and then realize that I stand up and I look around and I'm like feeling disconnected again, but I know that's an illusion, and yet that's the part that's prevalent. So it's, I love this concept of birthing, and you know, I feel it coming. I feel something coming, and I don't know specifically what it is, which is why today when I was like, I need to do a show, I need to talk about what's going on in my life, which is Universal Wed Expo. We can do some education about the greatness that that show provides from an education standpoint and definitely an experience point. And then it was like, I have to call Dawn, and I'm so grateful I did, because this is really the true message of the show today, that it's time to gather, it's a birthing, you're not alone. These are all common themes that I needed to remember, but they're also common themes that I teach. And the positivity of it. And so, the question that keeps coming in from my guides to you, when is there an indication of, does there need to be, like I was planning on doing a 12-12-12 ceremony, because that's the day I get to do my radio show. And it's funny because I already put it in my calendar and I'm going to start promoting it to be focused on ascension. Like, again, that's the common theme. So what I was told to call it was Ascension Clearing Day.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is, but I can guess right now that I'm saying it. So maybe that's the day we spend at Peace House. And we do my show live, and we gather as many people that want to be here to experience that day. I don't know if that's probable, being a Wednesday, but you know, we can see so that people are not alone on this activation day, and see what happens.
when people come together, powerful things happen. And I am a, just like you, I am a gatherer of people. That's what I love so much about you. We have, well, many things, but we do have that in common, that we have this beautiful ability to gather people. And they really, I noticed that they really appreciate that after we gather them. And then we're all together, and there is power in numbers. In fact, the, I hate to say the dark, but the, you know, the energies that are the polarities that are resisting the shift from patriarchal to the more matriarchal, or even balance. I don't even know if it's matriarchal site. We're going into a balance, like bringing together the polarities, bringing together the matriarchal, the patriarchal.
Well,
the
and I always say masculine and feminine because that's more understood, I think, out there.
Okay,
and so then I say shadow.
Masculine, feminine. Yeah.
Yes, because now the feminine is coming. It's here. It's been here. And the masculine has to, well, it really has to. There's no choice in the matter. It struggles, but to, you know, let that in. And that is where your balance comes in.
Yeah,
joining
there's some
the,
fear
the,
around it.
Yeah, so that sounds really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the general, and I don't mean male, but the masculine energy, there's some fear around the feminine that's emerged. I can see it even as I walk. There's just like the empowerment that the women around me are embodying is scary because fear is just the fear of the unknown. This is new. It's been thousands, you know, of years since this energy has been up, and so there's just a fear of the unknown, and there's going to be a little resistance at first, just like a child's resistant to something new, but in the end it's embraced and embodied, and it's beautiful.
Oh yeah, and I'm excited. I mean, I think the more we gather and connect with, and there's so many beautiful masculine balanced men that I get to encounter, and so, you know, we can attract more of that. Thomas Mooneagle is definitely a clear shaman that embodies a clear balance between masculine and feminine. And, you know, I feel like that's going to be kind of a activation point, the work that is now being developed by us and those others that are going to show up in the room or set their intentions. I feel like a lot is just, for me, is being kind of like, I can't stop moving my hand. Like, it's just lifting up and swirling and coming out and rising out through the heart chakra, not the head, but the heart. And I think that's, for me, a message that I used to teach all the time, and I kind of went away from when I started going more into my business consulting and the web marketing and the traditional video marketing piece. And I'm ready now to integrate those back. And it still cracks me up when people are like, I didn't know you were psychic. I'm like, oh, yeah, I am. It's just not the first thing that I mentioned.
right. You're so many things. So beautiful how we're integrating all the parts of us. Have you noticed that you kept them separate? I mean, I did subconsciously kept all parts of me separate. And watching them come together and become one is so powerful. It's like, oh, we're all of these things, and they're all coming together. They're not separate anymore. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's like when I was meeting with my angel group, and they're all like angels on earth, I'm like, yeah, but I'm this shaman over here and a channel over here and the Native American healer over here and the sound ascension person here. And it was integrating at that time, and I allowed it to be so, but it's real easy for me to shift gears and but yet know that the inspiration for that message or experience or that facilitation, it's all coming from the same place. It's just kind of Jenny Seek talks about archetypes. It's kind of like what archetype or persona is presenting itself, because that's what that person needs, not what I need, but that's what the presentation needs.
I like that. Yes. Yes.
So you do put on different hats. We do that naturally. But to allow, you know, to be different spiritual aspects, to know that I'm a Palladian, to know that I have connections to Atlantis, that I work with the dolphin guides, that, I mean, I'm tingling all over right now, to know all of this is pieces and parts of me, and that it all stems from the common divine good, the common consciousness or the divine feminine or the divine integration of balance. Maybe that's a new term I'll play with.
Oh, I like that.
I got to type that somewhere. Divine integration of balance. Because, you know, it's all has purpose. And that, you brought that concept out when you said, you know, masculine plus feminine equals balance. And then I'm like, ooh, okay, that's a little easier to say.
And one way that I use to practice integrating all these parts is through ceremony. And intuitive, for me, one of the most magical things that I've practiced is intuitive ceremony, like intuitively, because the universe can only, and this is, you know, going into some fun quantum physics stuff, but the universe, it waits for, it can't read our mind, you know, or it can't read our mind, our spirits, our guides, it just can't. So when we set intention, when we bring out, you know, tools, crystals, and use the elements, fire, earth, air, wind, and we bring in that, and we bring in the gathering of people, no matter what it looks like, there's no wrong or right way to do ceremony, but ceremony's been there since the beginning of time. And I personally like, well, I like all of it, but I like to do intuitive, and it could be by myself or it could be with people. But what I found is that it is extremely powerful. The universe is waiting to support us in what we want. And when we can say out loud what we want, it does manifest clearer. It's just waiting. The more detailed we can make it, it's very clear. And it's fun to just go back into the old, you know, ancient times and bring those tools out.
Exactly. Okay, so what I heard you say, for some folks that might need a little more vision or picture of it, the ability to not only integrate the current aspects of self, but to tap in to the ancient aspects of self, which if there's no time and time's an illusion, through meditation or drumming or setting the intention. And that's why for me it was like, it's time to get back to the daily meditation and the yoga and the connecting to my physical body from a place of love and support, so I could get into that energy of self.
Those are all very, very powerful tools. Those are daily, daily things that I do. And then there's the medicine wheels and the you know, the sweat lodges and the drumming and the actual full moon. I like to do kind of you know, Mother Earth full moon. So using the energies of the earth or the moon. I recently went to an extremely powerful releasing ceremony with my friend Aster, who's a wonderful shaman, and we did a raw cacao and Chinese medicine ceremony where we called in through singing and mantras, and then we used the raw cacao plant medicines and held ceremony with that. There's just so many ways to do it, and it really brings people together.
And I'm so bummed I was in Charleston for that aspect, because I've done a lot of work with Aster and definitely some transformation work. That's why I'm excited, because I think he went back home, or I didn't have a chance to meet with him. And I know that Thomas is kind of going to be doing something similar from a different perspective, not with necessarily a plant, but more with the grid system and the matrix energetics of it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it all.
Yeah. So since I didn't, it's kind of like I had that integration, so now it's time to do the next integration. Versus, got to go where you're guided. I think that's the core thing. If we can leave people with anything, is a wise friend of mine, Arlie, he flipped my, you know, intuition switch on. It was there. I just didn't see it. And he said, trust your intuition in all things, whether it's what clothes you put on, what direction you go, what you eat. He's like, I decide on a moment-by-moment basis what my next step is. And I live my life like that now. And it's very interesting, like you were saying earlier, trust your heart and make choices and decisions based on what that is. It could be different
on your body. Yeah.
In a month, but in the moment, you know, people are like, what do you eat? And I'm like, I listen to my body. I buy food at the grocery store, and it might be something weird in the moment or something I've never eaten, but if that pops into my head, that's what I go for. You know,
I do the same thing. People are like, are you raw? Are you vegan? I'm like, well, it depends on what my body's telling me. Like, I might eat raw for 3 days, and then I don't have any guilt and shame if I want to go to North Star and have a burger. Like, if my body, I can never conform to titles because it feels so limiting and it dishonors my body. So there's a place for that. And I know that people grow, and receive, you know, a lot from that. But I'm like you. I'm the same way. I have to. I might dress like a hippie for 5 days and then want to be really professional. It's like, where do I want to play? It's like playing. And life is. We're mm-hmm. here to play. We are here to play.
Absolutely.
This is the Maya, the great illusion. This is the time and place to really play and change and experience and touch and taste. Like, we're in the flesh. Let's do it up.
And co-create, too, because, you know, just like something as simple as the little tickle, I'll call it, nudge, I'm driving down the street and I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw my hawk here. It'd be cool to see him, to hear. And then for it to happen in less than 5 seconds, and it's like, did I manifest him? Because I looked in my rearview mirror and I couldn't see him. Did he fly away when I drove by? Did he show up for that second and he really wasn't there? Who cares? I mean, it's not the point. But that's the co-creation impact that one has on their reality. Thoughts become reality so quickly and dramatically. And when you can harness those energies and trust your inner guidance and have positive, clear, loving intention, I encourage people to have the loving intention, then, you know, it shows up so magically and simply. And I think that's a good message. Play and simplicity of life. It does not have to be a struggle unless you choose it to be. And sometimes the struggle has value. We do need to go into that shadow and that place. But I think part of the whole lesson of that experience is to come out on the other side versus having to stay there for any huge length of time anymore. It's just not necessary to get our life lessons.
Yep. Agreed. I'm a hoe, sister, a hoe.
A hoe. So let's see if there's an okay. We don't have another caller in the line, but I think it's all been divine in its purpose, and this was more magical than I anticipated. I'm totally jazzed right now. So I don't know what to do with myself right now.
I just absolutely love and adore you and support you, and I want to tell you that you are doing it. You're giving me permission, being so authentic, really allowing your talents to shine and stepping into your power the way you do. It just gives me and all the people around you permission to do the same. And I have to head off and go to work now. But
sure.
I want to let you know that thank you. Thank you for all that you are. Thank you for shining so bright because it gives me permission to do the same thing.
And thank you, Dawn, for your wisdom and your ability to accept a statement out of my mouth, anyone's mouth, with, like you said, that authentic love and non-judgment. And it's kind of like the funny line in White Man Can't Jump where Rosie Perez is like, I just wanted you to say, I too have been thirsty. You don't have to fix it. I just want you to understand where I'm at. And I think that's what we offer to each other and to those that we around us. And when you can be in that place of divine acceptance, I think we're going to find more about this. So I'm excited to get there so that, you know, or just honor that I'm there. How about that?
We are there. I was going to say, we are there. We are in it to win it.
We are in it to win it. So have a great time at work. I'm probably going to go up to Garcia's later tonight if you want to pop over or something, and I don't know. Give me a text. We'll chat.
I will. Much love. Have a beautiful day.
Thank
and
you,
everyone
Dawn.
That listens. Love you all. Thank you for shining.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate you.
You too.
Well, thank
honey.
You,
bye-bye.
Audience. This was Dawn of the New Era, and you can get to her. She does remote healings as well as face-to-face and house clearings. at dawnofthenewera.com. We are on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in the community. And today I was honoring my spiritual community. I do want to give another shout out for the Universal Light Expo. The topic of this year's event is the Light of Ascension. And I think with Dawn's co-creation, we did a really fun job of explaining some of the journey and what you might be experiencing. And there's some beautiful resources out there in your local community that you can access. You can go to meetup.com. A lot's happening on Facebook. You can just simply Google spiritual support or healing circles or angelic circles, things of those nature, to find individuals like yourself that, you know, maybe for you it's not about religion and reporting to church, which there's nothing wrong with that. I go to the Center for Spiritual Living, but again, I go when I'm called to go. I go when I need to go, not because I feel I have to, and they're okay with that. And I think that place of co-creation and just love in their message is exactly divine. I belong in a lot of circles, and to pick just one would be doing a disservice to myself and my growth and my healing nature. And I've just always been that way. I'm the connector in Columbus and now definitely internationally with my Purpose for Women International that I'm starting. It's a nonprofit, and the Purpose Summit. One more shout out. We're putting it on International Women's Day, March 8th, looking for vendors and sponsors and volunteers. I'm looking for authors because we'll have an author's pavilion. We're having a fashion show. So if you're a fashion designer, again, the focus is on international women. Americans are international. And, you know, I'm open to co-creating with men as well. So if you want to be a part of this event, we want to welcome you to the experience in any capacity that you're choosing to be a part of it. Again, it's March 8th. And thank you again so much for listening to our show. We appreciate you. Without your support, Entrepreneurial Excellence would have no purpose. So, again, thanks so much for listening. Our downloads are increasing. So share this if it meant something to you with those people that you know. And let's raise the vibration of the world and connect the energies of divine possibility. So today is your day to co-create your divine possibility and allow it and receive it. So I'm glad I could be here for you. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you next Wednesday at 2 o'clock, where we will be talking more to some guests from the Universal Light Expo and some other fun topics about international business. Have a wonderful day, and thank you again. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. Appreciate your time here at Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Enjoy your day.